And this morning, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell told the Senate Banking Committee in a virtual hearing that bold steps are needed to help the U.S. economy bounce back from the coronavirus.
The scope and speed of this downturn are without modern precedent, significantly worse than any recession since World War II. We're seeing a severe decline in economic activity and employment, and already the job gains from the last decade have been reversed. Well, more than 20 million people have lost their jobs, and recent Fed research shows that what others have also found, that people earning less are the ones being hardest hit.
Senators also had a lot of questions for Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin about that congressional oversight report released Monday that shows very little of the economic relief money meant for businesses and local governments has actually gone out. And joining us now is NPR congressional reporter Claudia Grisales. And Claudia, does Jerome Powell's message align with President Trump's message on the economy?
Not exactly. Trump is much more bullish on what we could see ahead for the economy. He's seeing a recovery. He's seeing it relatively sooner. Jerome Powell, on the other hand, is focusing on the time this will take. He says that it could be several months ahead of us, where we could see some difficult times ahead for the economy. He focused a lot on essential workers. So he deviates from the president's message, saying there could be a longer, more difficult road ahead for the economy.
I want to also ask you about something else. The newly created Congressional Oversight Commission report released on Monday found that very little of this $500 billion meant for a range of businesses and local governments has actually been released. Here's Secretary Mnuchin on what he said about that $500 billion.
I've allocated about half of that, and let me be clear, I am prepared to allocate the rest of that. The only reason I have not allocated it fully is we are just starting to get these facilities up and running. We want to have a better idea as to which one of the facilities needs more capital, as well as the potential for adding additional facilities.
I mean, Claudia, this money was allocated weeks ago. What else did Mnuchin and Powell say about the efforts to get this money out?
They are saying that same theme. They're reiterating that theme of they're trying to get up and running, getting that money out the door. This was, they do note, the most dramatic, quick kind of process for Congress in terms of approving all of this aid, about $3 trillion that we're at now, and in just a matter of weeks. So it has taken them some time to adjust, to get their programs up and running. But they say that is what they're in the midst of. They are working on that, and they're going to see a lot more progress in the weeks and months ahead for these lending programs.
There are also a lot of questions about some of the programs created to get this money out. So there's this Main Street Lending Program and the Municipal Liquidity Facility. Did senators express concern about the wrong businesses actually getting some of the money, or what entities that really need it won't get it?
Yes, there was a lot of concern on that end. On both sides of the aisle, Republicans and Democrats raising points about this. The Main Street Lending Program, that focuses on small and medium-sized businesses. The Municipal Liquidity Facility, that is for state and local governments. And there was concern that this is not happening quick enough. For example, we heard Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana. This is one area he really harps on when it comes to state and local governments. He wants to see more flexibility when it comes to loaning out money to these governments. Yeah. We're talking about frontline workers, and he wants to get it done quickly before this money goes away. It could go away by year's end, and that was his main concern. So that was a theme we heard harped on, both Republicans and Democrats raising that.
And Democrats were pretty aggressive in their questioning today. Ranking Member Sherrod Brown pressed Secretary Mnuchin for pandemic pay for low-wage essential workers. And Elizabeth Warren asked Mnuchin about businesses that were supposed to use the money to keep workers on payroll. Let's listen.
I take it your answer to my question that whether or not you're going to require, as part of the terms of the loan, that people be kept on payroll is no? Is that right, Secretary Mnuchin?
That was discussed with people on both sides of the aisle.
And those rules for businesses have actually been relaxed, right?
So there is concern that there is not enough protections there, that businesses have been able to go ahead with their plans to cut workers and also seek help from these new programs created under these rescue bills. And so, yes, that's been a concern that has been raised again and again. Elizabeth Warren, a Democrat, she's been very keyed on that issue. And she was trying to get some sort of commitment out of Mnuchin today, but it didn't go that far to avoid these kind of job cuts.
That's Claudia Grisala. She's a congressional reporter for NPR. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.